In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Brethren, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries.
Lord Jesus, you come to us in our mind and our hearts. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, enter into our hearts and heal our brokenness and our sufferings. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us of our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.
Lord God of heavenly King, Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us.
May your people exalt forever, O God, in renewed youthfulness of spirit, so that, rejoicing now in the restored glory of our adoption, we may look forward in confident hope to the rejoicing of the day of resurrection. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter said to the people, "The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our fathers has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over and denied in Pilate's presence when he had decided to release him. You denied the Holy and Righteous One and asked that a murderer be released to you. The author of life you put to death, but God raised him from the dead. Of this we are witnesses. Now I know, brothers, that you acted out of ignorance, just as your leaders did. But God has thus brought to fulfillment what he had announced beforehand through the mouths of all the prophets, that his Christ would suffer. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be wiped away." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm today will be on 1068.
Justice gave me answer. From anguish you released me. Have mercy and hear me. Lord, let your face shine on us. Know that the Lord works wonders for his faithful one. The Lord will hear me whenever I call him. Of your face on us, O Lord. You have put into my heart a greater joy. Lord, let your face shine on us. In peace I will lie down and fall asleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Lord, let your face shine.
second reading is a reading from the first letter of St. John. My children, I am writing this to you so that you may not commit sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is expiation for our sins, and not for our sins only, but for those of the whole world. The way we may be sure that we know him is to keep his commandments. Those who say, I know him, but do not keep his commandments are liars, and the truth is not in them. But whoever keeps his word, the love of God is truly perfected in him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Lord, you.
The two disciples recounted what had taken place on the way and how Jesus was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified and thought they had seen a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do you ask questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And as he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you have anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of fish, piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. And he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are a witness to these things." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. There's a wonderful and powerful motion picture that depicts the lives of Annie Sullivan, a teacher of the blind, and Helen Keller, her student. The movie is entitled The Miracle Worker. Came out many years ago. And there's a powerful scene within the movie that kind of brings the focus of what the message is all about. And Helen Keller was evidently frustrated so much by the world of blindness and deafness that she lived in. She was a very violent child. And Annie Sullivan, her teacher, would try to reinforce the understanding of the world around her. But because of her so many temper tantrums, Helen Keller was unable to grasp what was happening around her. And one day at the table, she took a pitcher of water and threw it down on the floor of the dining room. And that's when Annie Sullivan had enough. And if you've seen the movie, it's that scene where Annie Sullivan grabs Helen Keller and brings her out to the water pump. And it's as if she's determined, I'm going to teach you once and for all, and you're going to learn. And she spells in sign on her arm, water. And then she gets the pump, and the pump splashes down on Helen Keller's arm. And she keeps repeating it and repeating it. Until finally you see the look of recognition on Helen Keller's face. As an aside, it's no surprise that Patty Duke got the Academy Award, because it just spells her sense of coming to an understanding. And she spells out water on Annie Sullivan's arms. And then all of a sudden, everything begins to connect. All the understanding of the world in which she lives, a world of blindness and deafness, finally comes to a reality. And in a sense, in popular lingo, we call that an aha moment. You recognize, you understand, you get it. And as a people of faith, as we journey through this Easter season, the church gives us about 8 weeks of time to not only celebrate, but also to get in touch with and to reflect on what's happened in our lives. That we who are blinded and deafened by sin and death are now released through the power of the cross in our lives. And perhaps like Helen Keller, it takes us some time to become fully aware of that, become appreciative of it, to kind of come to that moment, aha. So that's what it's all about as we ponder the cross. Our Savior was so very loving and patient with his followers. And he's patient with us. You know, perhaps we don't fully get it all the time as far as his love and mercy are concerned. We sometimes don't completely understand the cross in our own lives, the cross in the world in which we live. But he is here with us, much like that dedicated teacher, Annie Sullivan, to reiterate over and over again simple words of message that he gave to the apostles and he gives to us. Peace be with you. Why are you troubled? And he reminds his apostles and he reminds us that when we enter and engage in a dialogue and a conversation with him, he continually opens and unfolds the mystery of the kingdom as it pertains to me and you. Our own and personal encounter with the Savior brings us closer and closer each time to a recognition and understanding of what he reveals to us. The Gospels of Easter remind us that it took a little bit of time for those followers of Jesus to kind of come to that aha moment. What a difference when we listen to the preaching of, say, St. Peter in the Acts of the Apostles. Talk about someone who has grabbed hold of the message. He who denied Christ 3 times is now the one that is boldly proclaiming the good news of salvation. Nothing holds him back now. No more fear, no more anxiety, no more being troubled. And that's what we strive for and pray for in our lives, that Christ will be for us a comfort, a salvation, as we place our faith and dedicate our lives in living for him and with him. That this celebration of the Easter season will become for us an aha moment. Oh, this is what God has in mind. Oh, this is what God planned. Oh, this involves me. And how, when we allow that to unfold in our lives, how much more clearly we will see, how much clearly we will hear from the loving one who died for us, was raised from the dead, and descends to the Father to fulfill all that he has promised. And so may our minds be opened, as were those of the first believers, to the power and to the word of Scripture, that we who perhaps are still searching for or wanting and yearning to hear and to experience the aha moment that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is right next to us, as he was in that upper room, being there for them, waiting for them to utter that simple and yet very complex and wonderful phrase of understanding, aha, aha, aha. And so we profess our Catholic faith with one heart, with one voice, as we together recite the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made, and for us, for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the Holy Spirit was incarnated of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. I now look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. With confidence, we offer to our loving and gracious God these particular needs, hopes, and aspirations that we bring this day in our prayer of intercessions.
Our response this evening is, Risen Jesus, hear us. For Pope Francis, our Bishop David, and all your servant leaders, may God bless them with hearts that are open. We pray. Risen Jesus,
the Lord, hear us.
For those who celebrate their first communion this weekend, may Jesus' gift of his body and blood strengthen them on their journey of faith. We pray.
Risen Lord,
Jesus, hear us. For the grace we need, Jesus, to be strong and joyful witnesses of your love and mercy, we pray.
Risen Jesus,
hear us. For all people who are receiving the sacraments for the first time this Easter season, help them and all of us grow in love for Christ and his church. We pray.
Risen Jesus, hear us.
For peace in our world and for all the people who give their lives for peace, we pray.
Risen Jesus, hear us.
For our church family at Mary Queen of Peace, help us to be a church alive with love for our neighbors. We pray.
Risen Jesus, hear us.
For all those in our parish who have gone home to the Lord this week, especially Teresa Adder Kowicki, Stanley Janiak, Virginia Kufka, and Barbara Stewart, we pray.
Risen Jesus, hear us.
We remember Anna and Zygmunt Plyaza and all the intentions present on the altar, along with those we hold in the silence of our hearts. We pray.
Risen Jesus, hear us.
In calling on the loving intercession of our patron and mother, we pray. Hail Mary,
full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God,
pray for us sinners, now and at the hour
of our death. Amen. Mary, Queen of Peace,
pray for us.
Please join in singing our presentation hymn on 938 in the hymnal.
Table, a humble loaf of bread, gift of filial sight, the green by which we're fed. We come to taste the presence of him on whom we feed, to strengthen and connect us, to challenge and correct us, to love in word and deed. Come to your feast. We come to your feast. The young and the old, the frightened, the bold, the greatest and the least. We come to your feast. We come to your feast. With the fruit
pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church.
Receive, O Lord, we pray, these offerings of your exultant church, and as you have given her cause for such great gladness, grant also that the fruits we bring may bear fruit in perpetual happiness through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time above all to laud you yet more gloriously when Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed. He never ceases to offer himself to us, but defends us and ever pleads our cause before you. He is the sacrificial victim who dies no more, the lamb once slain who lives forever. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exalts in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending them down your Spirit upon them so that, like the dewfall, they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when the supper was ended, he took the chalice and, once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."
The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly, we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, David, our bishop, William, and Mark, his assisting bishops, and all the clergy. Remember your servants, Anna and Zygmunt, whom you have called from this world to yourself, and grant that they, who were united with your son in a death like his in baptism, may also be one with him in his resurrection. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of resurrection and all who have died in your mercy. In particular, beloved members of our own families and those of the parish community. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Queen of Peace and Daughter of Israel, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, God Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. The Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
Peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other some sign of Christ's peace.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Look with kindness upon your people, O Lord, and grant, we pray, that those you were pleased to renew by eternal mysteries may attain in their flesh the incorruptible glory of the resurrection through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. As a matter of trivial pursuit, the title of the motion picture that I was referring to in my homily this evening is called The Miracle Worker, and it starred Anne Bancroft as Annie Sullivan, the teacher, and Patty Duke as Helen Keller, and both of the actresses did receive the Academy Award for their performances. So it's, you know, in our own day and age, we kind of, you know, yawn and throw our eyes up to the heavens when we see what's playing in the theaters today, but something like that is an all-time classic. So YouTube, Hulu, whatever, you know, I would recommend it. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. The Mass has ended. Go in peace. Glorify the Lord by your life.
Thanks be to God. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Please join in singing Alleluia, Sing to Jesus on 949.